Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
You endorsed Mitt Romney last night in an email. Now, I would thought you'd be in bed at 11 o'clock at night.
Now, I have 7 kids, so you don't sleep.
Now, why in the middle of the night? It seems kind of
Well, I met with Governor Romney last Friday. Okay. And, we've been trying to work on a meeting, and I think we just needed some time. We just decided to put it out late at night so it would be sort of the first thing people would see in the morning.
That's Rick Santorum explaining to Jay Leno the reason he sent out his endorsement of Mitt Romney in the middle of the night. We get started with this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show by listening to more of Rick Santorum's appearance on The Tonight Show, where he talked to Jay Leno about his support for Mitt Romney and some of the problems that he still has with Mr. Romney.
You endorsed Mitt Romney last night. In an email, I would thought you'd be in bed at 11 o'clock at night. Now,
I have 7 kids, so we don't sleep.
Now, why in the middle of the night? It seems kind of tepid, doesn't it?
Well, I met with Governor Romney last Friday. Okay. And, we've been trying to work on a meeting, and I think we just needed some time. You know, it was a rough and tumble campaign. I can't say that it would have been an easy thing the next day to turn around and say, oh, you know, let's just go forward. It was tough. And so I wanted an opportunity to sort of think about it a little bit and the family to think about it, because this is not, I don't do things on my own. I mean, my wife Karen's a big part and the whole family is. And so I wanted an opportunity to talk with them, talk with some supporters, and then meet and talk with Governor Romney, which I did on Friday. I had some concerns, and I voiced some of the things that I thought were important for us. Sure. If we were going to be successful in this general election, that he would, you know, take the cudgel and run with it. And I felt comfortable after that meeting. Yeah. And over the weekend, I worked on it, and we decided to put it out late at night so it would be sort of the first thing people would see in the morning.
Okay.
And
because it was kind of buried. There were 16 paragraphs, and it was a 13 paragraph. Oh, by the way, this Mitt Romney fellow, he's running for president.
I laid out sort of the case.
Okay.
And just said, you know, here's sort of what we went through. Here's the discussion. Here's why I decided to do. But this was a letter to my supporters who were for me to say, well, here's now why I think we should, you know, rally around Mitt Romney and support him.
Because at one point you said he was the worst Republican we could ever put against him.
Well,
did you say that?
I said that with respect to the issue of Obamacare.
Obamacare.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I know you can find it's hard to believe it was taken a little out of context.
Yeah. Do you regret saying that?
No, I think, unfortunately, you know, with Romney Care, that, you know, he was the author of that, and that was clearly a predecessor to Obamacare, that it's going to be harder for him to make that case. Certainly, I would have been a better person to make the case. But look, Governor Romney has said that he will work with the Republican Congress to repeal it. I said that in my email.
Let me ask you something,
I hope he does.
I'm from Massachusetts, and the people there seem very
happy. You're pretty normal from being
there. Well, thank you.
Pretty good.
Oh, boy. Good thing you're not running. You're not running anymore, are you, man?
I got 12% of the vote in Massachusetts.
But the people of Massachusetts are very happy with their Obama-Romney care, whatever you want to call it. If each state voted that they wanted to have it, would you be happy with that instead of a federal? Could you accept that? Let's not make it federal, but if each state voted that they wanted to send it, you would have no problem.
I believe in the 10th Amendment. States have the right to do that. I don't think it's the right thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
I certainly would argue argue against a similar type of government-controlled health care system. If you look at Massachusetts, it's got the highest health care costs in the country. They have something called a free rider concept, which when you require everybody to be covered, younger people would have been opting to pay the fine instead of the high cost of insurance, because what's happened when you put everybody into the insurance pool, costs for younger people, and you can't rate.
But everybody is also covered.
Yeah, right? but the problem is when you say everybody has to be covered irrespective of his condition, irrespective of health, no cap on the amount of insurance coverage that you get, then what happens is younger workers who are healthier, who if you had an insurance system which said, well, we're going to only charge you what basically we think you'll use, would pay a lot lower rates. But they pay a lot higher rates under a Massachusetts system. So what they're doing is paying a fine not to buy insurance and then waiting until they get sick or in a car accident. And then because of the law, they're immediately covered if you go out and buy insurance. So they found actually people, the rate of uninsured going up.
Yeah.
Because people are making an economic decision not to have insurance.
Up next, another former presidential candidate weighs in on Mitt Romney. That's up here as we review what's going on in the world of talk radio on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
You see and hear ad after ad about owning gold, but they raise more questions than they answer. That's why American Bullion has created a comprehensive free gold guide packed with unbiased information about gold as an investment. Get the facts before you buy. Call American Bullion now for your free copy of the gold guide at 800-600-4849. That's 800-600-4849. Are you tired of stressing out about the economy and ready to take control of your retirement funds? American Bullion has a precise, tax-free, and hassle-free system to convert your existing IRA or former 401k into a gold IRA. That's why they're the leader in gold IRA rollovers. It's all spelled out in the free American Bullion Gold Guide that answers all of your questions in plain and simple English. Call for your free copy today at 800-600-4849. That's 800-600-4849. American Bullion. 800-600-4849.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Now, Quicken Loans is proud to offer you our exclusive Yorgage, a mortgage that's custom fit for you. It's a fixed rate home loan that allows you to select a term that works best for your individual needs, anywhere from 8 to 29 years. The rate today in an 8-year fixed Yorgage is an amazing 2.875%, APR 3.5%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why, for the second year in a row, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the United States. It's really this simple. There's never been a more perfect time to refinance or purchase than right now. Again, the rate today in an 8-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 2.875%, APR 3.5%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN or visit us at quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Other restrictions may apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
More than 100 million wild animals are killed each year, illegally. Poaching is just one of the risks animals face at our hands. I'm Tom Barry. I'm an actor. I grew up in the beautiful rural countryside of Ohio, where animals roam freely in the open forests. I have a deep concern to help preserve those open spaces for our wildlife friends, so they can live and thrive like they used to. Destruction of their habitats threaten their very existence. The best way to protect wildlife is to protect the land where they live. The Humane Society Wildlife Land Trust works with private landowners to protect wildlife, to preserve natural habitats, and establish permanent sanctuaries. To learn more or to work with the Humane Society Wildlife Land Trust, call 800-729-SAVE. That's 800-729-SAVE. Or visit wildlifelandtrust.org. Thank you.
Doug Steffen, focusing on the presidential race. Here is a representative of one of the great hosts, Chris DeGaulle, talking to former Minnesota governor and former presidential candidate Tim Pawlenty about Rick Santorum's lackluster endorsement of Mr. Romney.
What a bizarre thing, I thought to myself. Rick Santorum booked on The Tonight Show. And not because, I personally like Rick Santorum, I suppose you do too, but it's an unusual thing for an entertainment show to book a guy who lost in a primary on a largely kind of comedy entertainment show. I feel like there's a reason for it, and I can't quite get my arms around what that is.
Well, you know, he has candidates and former candidates and prominent politicians on there from time to time, so it's part of the Tonight Show mix to have somebody with a national political profile on there. And I know you, with your question, you might be saying, well, what was his agenda? But, you know, I think Rick, endorsement of Mitt is a good thing. It helps unify the party, and I'm sure we'll see more of Rick's efforts to unify the party and do all he can to help get Mitt Romney elected president in the coming months.
Were you a little irked, admit it, that it wasn't more full-throated, the email thing? I think that there are a lot of people trying to read into this here, that because he did it overnight, he did it in an email and never really did it publicly, that it wasn't full-throated, it wasn't passionate, he could have done better.
Well, it was for sure public, and I think, you know, with social media and the way people communicate now, that might be as broad and as impactful as anything. But I think you'll see, and part of the thing that people will be looking for in the coming weeks and months is, will Rick come out and help the ticket and going forward? And I'm sure he will. And I think if you look at his statements and his commitment to try to do what he can to defeat Barack Obama, you know, his willingness to excite Republicans and do what he can to get his supporters to support Mitt Romney, I think you'll see that. It'll be appreciated. It'll be helpful. And I think that'll be good for the cause overall. And I know that's what he's interested in. He wants to defeat Barack Obama, so he should help Mitt Romney.
On that notion of The Tonight Show and going on The Tonight Show and shows like those, we have a great debate on this show regularly, both on Facebook and here. I take calls all the time on this subject, Governor, of our side engaging in the pop culture. And whether that's important or not, and is it lowering one's standards? Is it necessary to cut through the clutter and the noise to reach people that otherwise don't follow this stuff? What's your opinion on that kind of thing?
Well, I think you've got to go to people where they are. And if you want to get the support of groups that are disconnected or marginally involved, you got to find ways to connect with them. And, you know, issuing white papers is probably not the the only way or the best way to do that. So, for example, with younger voters, Jon Stewart and Stephen Colbert are programs that are obviously comedy programs, but they have a strain of information and current events in it. And if you've got the skill set and the interest and the courage to go on the show, it can have an impact. And Republicans can't just be the party of, you know, people who are using traditional media or traditional information sources. We've got to do everything we can to reach out to different audiences. And it's not about acting like Democrats. It's about convincing people who are Democrats or independents or unaffiliated to join the Republican or conservative cause, because we've got good ideas. And that's what campaigns are about. And I think the Romney campaign, by the way, is doing a lot of stuff in social media, email, alternative media, that I'd say is on the cutting edge of those kinds of communication.
Here's an example of one of those hosts, Bill Maher, talking to a caller on his program. She feels that she doesn't have anybody and anything to vote for.
Hi, Gloria. How are you this morning?
Cranky.
A little cranky? Now, why would you be cranky in the land of the free?
I'm asking a question. I'm have been a Republican, and I have been a Democrat, and I was disgusted with both, and so I'm a nonpartisan. I'm an independent.
Mm-hmm.
So when I get my ballot...
You had nothing to vote for, right?
Nothing.
Uh-huh.
I mean, why is it that if I'm going to be represented by either a Democrat or a Republican, why can't I vote for them just because I'm not in one or the other's party? It's kind of like either you're a communist or you're a Nazi. You don't have any other choices.
I give you the... Want me to give you the short analysis?
Well, give me one that I haven't heard.
Okay. Basically, the wheels of government elections are controlled by two private parties, Democrats and Republicans. These are both two private parties that control and set the rules for all elections. You can talk about it here and in all the other states there, too. And they're the ones that control ballot access. They're the ones that set the rules on who can get on the ballot and who cannot and who gets to vote and who doesn't get to vote. So basically you have the entire electoral process owned by a couple of private party crime families.
Well, that's the truth.
Yeah, well, yes, and so I just want to tell you. And by the way, I'm not saying that, you know, I mean, I'm a Republican, okay? You know,
well, I guess I'm going to register as a Republican, although I don't think that they're right a lot of the time.
We've had two private parties, these political parties, and they're just private organizations that that own the system, that actually control ballot access. Now, I'm not saying that everybody was within these organizations are crime families. I mean, I know it's unkind when I talk about it being a crime family, but basically they set the rules. And as long as you have two private organizations setting the rules, that's what you get.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we could do what some states have done, which is have everything be an open primary. But then you have the situation in which the parties then say, well, hey, why should I have someone who's not a member of my club selecting my candidate? Well, that's why I'm not in favor of the primary situation. As far as I'm concerned, they should have caucuses. They should run it all themselves. They should pick their own candidates for their party.
Agreed. I think that everybody should be able to pick their own candidates. But when all the people are going to be governed by the person who is elected, I think everybody should have the right to vote on all three or all however many there are.
As we talk about politics, the primary loss by longtime Senator Dick Lugar of Indiana to a Tea Party person, up next on the Countdown.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm standing outside a popular Gainesville burger joint. They've got fresh, juicy patties and golden brown onion rings. But they've had unhappy fans until recently. So, ma'am,
Just what caused the turnaround?
Well, we loved their burgers, but until now, their bathrooms were, how should I put it? Ew.
They were dirty, huh?
Oh, yeah. We stopped coming here. Then we saw the Cintas truck and gave it another try.
Yep. They called Cintas for a game changer to deep clean these restrooms and to stock supplies like hand soap and paper towels. Was Cintas the winning play for you?
Yep. They won us back.
And now at this restaurant, every wall and every stall shines. For more, let's go back up to the booth.
Thanks, Aaron. Clean restroom supplies are one of many expert services Cintas can tackle for your business. Don't lose business to dirty restrooms. Call 1-800-CINTAS-6 or visit Cintas.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team. With the white truck.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
So the talk world is abuzz about the end of the career for Indiana Senator Dick Lugar. Here's host Pat Campbell with former Congressman Ernie Ishtook of Oklahoma, who says while the Tea Party won that race, they weren't the only reason that Senator Lugar lost.
You know, funny, last week we had you on, we're talking about the Tea Party. Are they even relevant anymore? Where have they gone? Apparently they're still alive, at least in Indiana.
Well, they're certainly alive in Indiana. They're alive in other states, too. I think you're going to see a lot of Tea Party people turn out in Wisconsin in a week or two when they have this recall election effort against Governor Scott Walker, which is being organized, of course, by the labor unions and, in particular, the public employee labor union. So Tea Party people are marshaling from all over the country to help in Wisconsin as well. But Lugar, he served, 36 years?
36, yep.
He's already 80 years old, which meant, you know, if it filled out a full term, he would have been 86. So let's not deny that age was a factor in this, as well as the fact that people in the Republican Party are certainly getting tired of Republicans in name only, who actually act like Democrats. Dick Lugar sometimes was bragging that he was Barack Obama's favorite Democrat. I'm sorry, favorite Republican.
Yeah.
That was not a good thing to do.
No, not so much.
Not in this year.
Do you consider him a rhino in the Arlen Specter sort of way?
Arlen Specter was kind of unique to himself.
Yeah.
I don't know that I put Lugar quite in that camp.
Arlen was his own species, wasn't he?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. What is known as sui generis. So, look that up in your Latin. But for Dick Lugar, I think the nail in the coffin was all this disclosure that he hadn't lived in the state for decades. And that was not just a nail in the coffin. That was more like a railroad spike being driven in.
Here's radio man Mike Moss talking to CBS's Nora O'Donnell about the possibility of more Tea Party candidates unseating incumbents after what happened in Indiana this week.
Nora, no real surprise for folks who are watching this race closely, but for incumbents, this has to speak volumes.
Well, this is striking fear in the heart of any moderate Republicans, whether in the House or the Senate. The Lugar's opponent was a Tea Party-backed candidate, Mr. Murdoch, and he lost by a very large margin by attacking Lugar for not just being in the Senate for too long and perhaps not living in the state of Indiana that he represents, but also for backing many of the president's policies. I mean, Senator Lugar blocked the auto bailout. He backed TARP. He also voted for Justice Sotomayor and Justice Kagan, and his opponent essentially said, you know, he was too close to President Obama. So, but this is sad for a number of senators who last night said, you know, Lugar was a true gentleman, a giant in the U.S. Senate on foreign policy, and it means more partisanship in Washington.
Now, is this a trend? Are we likely to see more Tea Party success like this, or is this more aberrational?
Well, look, you saw it already with Senator Bennett in Utah in the last election, who was defeated by Senator Mike Lee, who's more conservative, also backed by the Tea Party, someone that Mr. Murdoch in Indiana says is one of his, someone he respects from Utah. So I think you're going to see this in a number of races where there are strong conservative wings of the Republican Party who think their representatives are not conservative enough. So it doesn't end with Dick Lugar.
Well, is Murdoch going to be able to win the election, or is the Democratic candidate going to prevail there?
Look, Indiana is still a strong Republican state. It's likely Murdoch would win the election. The Democrats might mount an effort there. They have a good challenger, I believe, in Joe Donnelly, former congressman. So, but Indiana, interestingly, is a state that Barack Obama won in the last election. One of those red states that actually went blue. I think it's going to be very hard for President Obama to win that state and Democrats to do well there. That's why you don't see President Obama traveling there much. He's looking more to states like Virginia and North Carolina that were traditionally Republican states that could lean blue in this next election.
So does this then foreshadow what likely is to be a continuing of this extreme politics in Washington where not a whole lot gets done?
Look, I think that's the main point. You know, any time I talk to people, they say, why is Washington so partisan? Why can't Democrats and Republicans get together on issues to address some of the tough issues facing this country? So instead of more moderates in politics, we have now more partisans.
More attention to that so-called foiled terrorist attack. Is it much ado about nothing? We'll find out when the talk radio show continues.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
There are 90 days of summer ahead. Why not make the most of every one? Come to our Summer in Clinique event at Macy's today. You'll find bright ideas for looking fresh and fabulous all season, best bronzing tips, safe in the sun smarts, and no-melt makeup advice. Let's get the season started right now. A free 14-day supply of Super City Block SPF 40 is waiting with your consultation. Sound great? Then we'll see you at our Summer in Clinique event at Macy's. One to a client, please, while supplies last.
The war had been gone for 2 years, and I got the calling. I got the calling to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush us aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in. That's almost one per block. Will that one home be yours? Well, I found an amazing little gadget to keep the bad guys fooled, and it's called Fake TV. Fake TV is a low-cost, small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV. When you go on summer vacation, yes, get rid of the obvious signs you're away by stopping the mail and the paper, but go a step further in fooling crooks with Fake TV. At only $34.95, what? That can't be right. Yes, for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked and all your possessions gone. Fake TV simulates the light from a real TV and can be programmed just like a lamp on a timer. Use Fake TV in any room for just $34.95 and get additional Fake TVs for only $29.95. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV, 877-5-FAKE-TV, or go to FakeTV.com. For safety, security, and peace of mind, use Fake TV.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1-year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
We're halfway through the hour. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome back to our overview of what's going on in the world of issue-oriented talk radio and the recently foiled terrorist plot. Now, here's Pauline Hsu talking to former FBI Assistant Director Tom Fuentes about the device that may have been used in an attack.
Now, the FBI says it does have this device in its hands. What can you tell us about it, and what would the FBI specifically be looking for?
Well, we don't know the details yet of what the device looks like. It was seized in Yemen and transported back for the FBI to analyze it. What they'll be looking at is to see the chemical compound. Is it the same PETN that has been used by Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, and specifically Asiri, in the bomb that was in the underwear of Abdul Muttalib, the bombs that were planted in the printer devices that were mailed or shipped to the United States a couple of years ago. So they'll be trying to look at how similar the chemical compound or the packaging is of this device compared to previous devices.
And at this point, do we know if any particular airliner was targeted or any particular city in the United States?
Well, so far they're saying that they don't know what particular airliner would have been targeted. And there also is no one in custody at this point, so, or at least they're saying that there's no one in custody. So we really don't know all the details that we need to know in this case. Is this the one and only device they made, and now that it's been seized, everybody is safe? Or have they made a number of devices, and this is the only one that's been intercepted? Are the people that made it, shipped it, were going to carry it? Are they still at large and available to carry a future bomb? So there's more questions than answers about this incident so far.
One of the names that we've been hearing as the story has broken is Abraham al-Asiri. His name has been mentioned. He's right. The mastermind bomber of Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula. Do you suspect that he's the one behind this? And also, do you know where he is?
Well, I would suspect that he probably is the one, and he's probably still in Yemen somewhere. In the rural areas of Yemen being hidden. But normally, the way that the FBI and other law enforcement agencies can identify a particular bomb, who made it or what school made it, is that they don't deviate a lot. If you're a bomb maker and you put the device together, this is not like cooking school where you'll put a little more salt in next time or another herb a different time. You don't get too creative, because when you make bombs, you want to end it with the bomb being successful and you, the bomb maker, coming away with all your fingers and toes. So that's how the authorities can identify usually who made it, or at least which school of bomb making it came from. How was it taught to the person that actually put that device together?
Here are our hosts, Barry Young and Michelle Larson, talking about how the CIA tracked all phases of this operation until they moved in.
Sometimes the good guys win, sometimes the good guys lose.
That is correct.
The good guys scored a big win because it turns out Al-Qaeda had a bomb plot they were working on. They had a really sophisticated underwear bomb, and they were going to put the guy wearing the underwear on a plane and fly it into Estados Unidos.
No, is this the AQAP?
It is. Al-Qaeda of the Arabian Gulf.
Peninsula.
Yes. Is that what it is?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, these are bad guys. And they were working, apparently Al-Qaeda of the AQAP was working with the Yemenis also. I mean, you go to Yemen, it's you might as well say terroristville.
There is nothing right in Yemen.
No. So they worked together, and they came up with a new kind of underwear that you could walk through the detectors at the airport. So you put on your exploding boxers, or whatever they are, and you can get through and get on the plane, and then before you know it, first they're serving the wine, and then they're serving the chicken, and then... And that's about it. Well, thank you. In an elaborate James Bond-type espionage operation, where the CIA tracked the bomb's development from the inception of the bomb, we followed it to its development and building of the bomb, and then the guy who was going to wear the bomb and was going to be the one the terrorists were going to put on the airplane, he's a CIA informant. This is why they were saying at the beginning there was no threat. There's no threat to Americans. Because they had this thing under control from the beginning. And the media started saying, how can you say there's no threat? And so yesterday, John Brennan made an announcement. He said, well, here's what happened. It was a James
John Bond. Brennan is the NSA, right?
Yeah, he's
the National Security,
Security guy.
Advisor,
right.
Yes, yeah.
And counterterrorism advisor for the White House. So he said, all right, we shouldn't have even told you this much. But now that it's out, let me tell you what happened. Our operative was going to be the one to wear the bomb. He was working with us from the beginning. The Al-Qaeda people thought he was their guy. And so the bomb was made for him. They're using a different kind of explosive. We have the bomb in Langley, Virginia. We got the underwear there. We're watching it. We know everything about it. And by the way, 5 minutes after he, the informant, who they thought was the terrorist, left the building where the terrorists built the bomb, we sent in a drone strike and killed everyone else. They are dead. So the knowledge, the new technology that they developed to build the bomb died with them before they had an opportunity to tell their fellow sand hillbillies what the bomb was all about.
How about the debate over gay marriage? That's on the front burner again this week, and we'll have it up next here on the Talk Radio Review.
Email marketing works great for small business, and Constant Contact email marketing works best of all. How do we know? Because we have something the other guys don't have. Proof. According to an independent study, small businesses that use Constant Contact get 36% more of their emails open and 60% more responses. The result? A whopping 29% more revenue. Put Constant Contact email marketing to work for your small business. Go to ConstantContact.com to sign up for a free trial today.
I'm Lou Diamond Phillips. As the host of the Military Channel's An Officer in a Movie, I'm proud to promote films that honor our servicemen and women. That's why I want to tell you about the nation's most exciting military film event, the GI Film Festival, which will be held May 14th to the 20th in Washington, D.C. At the GI Film Festival, Hollywood and the military come together to showcase the world's best military movies and to honor real-life military heroes. Visit GIFilmFestival.com for a full schedule of events. That's GIFilmFestival.com.
Look, it's Lord Horsey.
They say he has instant access to a wealth of entertainment. A most appropriate suitor.
He is of Netflix. Lavishes $8 a month on thousands of TV episodes and movies.
I heard he watches them over the internet.
Pish posh, it's the 1700s. Internet doesn't exist yet.
Oh, do hush, child.
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
Class, if you had over 1,000 hotels, plus hundreds of discounts on dining, shopping, entertainment, and more, what do you get?
America's Best Value Inn.
When you join our free value club with instant rewards, you get a 15% room discount, upgrade, and late checkout when available. Now that adds up to comfort and a great value, doesn't it? Sign up at americasbestvalueinn.com.
With value right in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Class dismissed.
Hey,
blow.
Yeah.
So let's wrap up this leaf blowing, and then we can finish pruning the shrubs up front.
Already done. Hey, one question.
Yep.
Just hypothetically, if the shrubs were pruned to look like cartoon animals, that would be a good thing, right? Hypothetically?
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discount, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Get a great flooring deal at Lumber Liquidators Spring Laminate Cleanout Sale. With the largest selection of laminate starting at just 49 cents a square foot. Get the 10-millimeter laminate whip pad up to 42% less than those big box stores. Plus, take an extra 20% off with coupon. Get great deals and great prices on over 65 laminate floors. And take advantage of special extended financing. Hurry, sale absolutely ends close of business Monday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com today for your local store.
A beautiful garden doesn't have to cost a fortune because Walmart makes it easy to kill weeds without killing your budget. Get Roundup Weed and Grass Killer Ready to Use Plus in a 1.33 gallon pump and go sprayer, just $14.92. Use it on sidewalk cracks, gardens, even on flower beds. It kills weeds to the root, no mixing or measuring required. Walmart can help you with all your lawn and garden needs. See for yourself. Come in and check out Walmart's awesome selection. Pick up some Roundup today. Oh, and always remember to follow label directions. Save money, live better. Walmart.
Yep, the hot hits in talk radio continue. We turn our attention now to the continuing discussion and debate over gay marriage. In an interview with ABC, President Obama announced for the first time he's decided to support same-sex marriage.
I have to tell you, as I said, I've been going through an evolution on this issue. I've always been adamant that gay and lesbian Americans should be treated fairly and equally. And that's why, in addition to everything we've done in this administration, rolling back Don't Ask, Don't Tell, so that outstanding Americans can serve our country, whether it's no longer defending the Defense Against Marriage Act, which tried to federalize what has historically been state law, I've stood on the side of broader equality for the LGBT community. And I had hesitated on gay marriage, in part because I thought civil unions would be sufficient, that was something that would give people hospital visitation rights and other elements that we take for granted. I was sensitive to the fact that for a lot of people, the word marriage was something that evokes very powerful traditions, religious beliefs, and so forth. But I have to tell you that over the course of several years, as I talk to friends and family and neighbors, when I think about members of my own staff who are incredibly committed monogamous relationships, same-sex relationships, who are raising kids together, when I think about those soldiers or airmen or Marines or sailors who are out there fighting on my behalf and yet feel constrained, even now that Don't Ask, Don't Tell is gone, because they're not able to commit themselves in a marriage. At a certain point, I've just concluded that for me personally, it is important for me to go ahead and affirm that I think same-sex couples should be able to get married.
On Fox, Shepard Smith talked to Bret Baier about the gay marriage thing being a campaign issue, and then he goes on to Judge Andrew Napolitano, who says that the Supreme Court position on this issue was actually made clear years ago, and the states ought not to be allowed to ban gay marriage.
What I'm most curious about is whether it's your belief that in this time of rising debts and medical issues and all the rest, if Republicans would go out on a limb and try to make this a campaign issue while sitting very firmly, without much question, on the wrong side of history on it.
I don't know about that, Shep. I mean, listen, you point to the Gallup poll, 50-48. It's very close as far as the country, and you're right. There has been an evolution on people's thinking, but you still look at 32 states when put to a vote, a referendum in those states, and the most recent, of course, last night in North Carolina, 32 states voted to ban same-sex marriage. So those are voters going to the polls, even in California, making that choice. So, you know, I don't know if you can say because of this Gallup poll that electorally it is a perfect position for a candidate to run on. The president is making a choice to come out and say what he's saying today, but it is clearly an evolution, and how it plays politically is yet to be seen.
Let's turn to our senior judicial analyst, Judge Andrew Napolitano, who suggests to us that, in fact, the Supreme Court has already ruled. How so?
Well, in a very famous case called Loving versus Virginia, the Lovings were a biracial opposite-sex couple who got married in the District of Columbia and then moved back to their native Virginia. And the police broke into their bedroom of their marital home in the middle of the night and arrested the two of them because Virginia law prohibited biracial couples. The case eventually made its way to the Supreme Court of the United States, and in that ruling, the Supreme Court invalidated the law that prohibited biracial couples, but it also said your right to choose a mate is a fundamental liberty with which the state cannot interfere. Obviously, the case did not involve same-sex marriage, but the language is clear, and that language has been undisturbed by the Supreme Court since this opinion came down in 1968.
It's interesting, Brett Baer was saying a little while ago, that the Republicans don't want to talk about this matter. They want to talk about the economy. Of course, the truth is, the economy is now, by most observances, improving. Gas prices are going down, and we can forget history if we want. But it was the Republicans who used this very issue and these very votes with Karl Rove at the helm to get George W. Bush reelected.
In 2004, there was on state ballots in November of 2004, when President Bush was running for reelection against Senator John Kerry, at least a half dozen states with proposals not unlike North Carolina's last night. That drove conservatives to the polls to vote against same-sex marriage, and while they're there to vote for the reelection of George W. Bush. I think, and Brett knows more about politics than I do.
And more than I do, by the way.
But I think that this will be a hot button issue. Mitt Romney may very well have favored same-sex marriage at some point in his political career, but he is clearly against it today. The Republican Party will clearly be against it. The President of the United States is clearly in favor of it. The issue is it a fundamental right, as the Supreme Court has said it is? Or can the states make it legal in some states, but illegal in others?
And if the economy continues to improve and gas prices continue to go down and sentiment continues to get better and the president's numbers continue to rise,
this will be an issue in November.
We shall see.
Talk host Bob Dergan talks about the president's finally picking a side on this issue.
President Obama saying that he now supports same-sex marriage, ending months of equivocation on the subject with powerful election year consequences. He made that statement earlier today on an ABC interview. Obama says he's concluded that it is important for him to affirm that he thinks same-sex couples should be able to get married. He says he came to the conclusion over the course of several years of talking to family and friends. The president had previously said his personal views of gay marriage were evolving, a stance that frustrated homosexual rights supporters. Of course, he came out in the interview today because just the other day his vice president didn't equivocate. He said on the last Sunday in a network interview that he was a staunch supporter of gay marriage, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And that just raised the controversy and raised the flames over Obama's butt even higher than it had been, particularly with the homosexual people. And so Obama decided to, for once and for all, say, I'm done equivocating. I'm done with years of whatever. I've had several years of thinking about this now with family and friends and others. And okay, yeah, all right. I now am a firm supporter of gay marriage. So he announced that. In saying that, Obama said, when I think about members of my own staff who are incredibly committed to monogamous relationships, same-sex relationships, who are raising kids together, when I think about those soldiers or airmen or Marines or sailors who are out there fighting on my behalf and yet feel constrained, even now that don't ask, don't tell is gone because they are not able to commit themselves in a marriage, at a certain point, I've just concluded that for me personally, it is important for me to go ahead and affirm that I think same-sex couples should be able to get married.
Up next, we focus on immigration reform and the Hold Their Feet to the Fire convention being held this week in Washington.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Monitoring talk radio and talk television for the issues, and that includes immigration reform this week. At the Hold Their Feet to the Fire convention in Washington, host Tom Maher talked to Congressman Alan West of Florida about whether immigration reform is just one more thing that Congress will continue to do basically nothing about.
On the issue of immigration, how can anything be done if there's not a change in the Senate and the White House?
Well, I think you bring up a great point, Tom. Nothing can be done unless we have a change in the Senate and the White House, because and also we have to make sure we have the right type of individuals in the Republican Party that don't want to see this as a means by which we, you know, help business to keep cheap labor. We've got to do what is right for this country. We have to secure our borders. We have to enforce our laws. And I think an important part of this is the comprehensive tax reform and restoring our small businesses and business growth to enable people to hire Americans. Right now, there's such a sense of uncertainty and unpredictability that is out there, and you're not seeing our small businesses grow so that we can get Americans off of these unemployment, underemployment roles and get them back to being productive.
Now, I always bring this up to my listeners. Drywall pays good money, and there are drywall jobs being done in Washington right now in Baltimore. We have a high unemployment rate among our youth in Baltimore. You would have a hard time today going, and it pays $16, $17 an hour. You would have a hard time finding somebody doing drywall that's not an illegal. The employers have to be hit pretty hard.
Yeah, I think that's very important, and I think Steve King is looking at something, working with the IRS to make E-Verify a part of the hiring process. Look, when I was a young kid growing up in Atlanta, Georgia, in the inner city, I had my part-time job working down there at Sears and Roebuck on the shipping and receiving docks. And so those opportunities, they're drying up for our young people, and we got to make sure that they're there, because in the black community, just to give an example, because I know it's hard hit up there in Baltimore, you've got unemployment rate for black teenagers, I believe, is close to 40%.
And you can't tell me that a lot of these young men, and unfortunately in Baltimore Public Schools to get horrifying educations, but they could be taught to do drywall and other skills like that and go to work, because an awful lot of them are good, really good kids. They just don't have the opportunity.
Well, that's the transformation of thought that we need to have in our education process. You know, down in Florida, we have this thing called FCAT, and teaching a kid how to take a test is not teaching a kid. We have to look at critical thinking skills. We have to look at productive skills. We need to have more public-private partnerships that you just talked about, so that we can teach people hard type of skills that they can use to have apprenticeships or even employment in some of the local businesses that you find in communities. And then upon graduation, they can go in and maybe they can get that full-time.
Also at the Hold Their Feet to the Fire event, talk host Dan Rivers with Judicial Watch's Mark Spencer. They talk about the substantial number of crimes that are committed by illegals.
You were a retired police officer in Phoenix, so you were down in the trenches, right?
January the 6th was 25 years. That was enough.
Yeah, now you're on Easy Street.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that. Life continues.
Yeah. Mark, what was your experience in those 25 years here? And tell us a little bit about your dealing with the problems that you have with illegal aliens in Phoenix.
Well, I'll give you a little bit of the context, almost pre and post 1070. In 06, 07, out of every 10 homicides in the city of Phoenix, six involved Hispanics. Hispanics don't make up 60% of the population. Out of those six Hispanic victims, three of those were connected with illegal immigration. Clearly, the Hispanic community was on the blunt end of a blind eye policy that we had in Phoenix. Now let's move from community to cops. We've had six Phoenix police officers murdered by illegal aliens, six seriously injured. Cops and communities should be paying the price for political agendas when it comes to the border. We'd had enough. 80% of our members in the Phoenix Law Enforcement Association, all they wanted was this. They didn't want a green Border Patrol uniform. In other words, they didn't want to engage in routine immigration enforcement. They were police officers. All they wanted was a discretionary phone call to ICE. In other words, if they had reasonable suspicion to believe a person was in the country illegally and that person was connected with the crime, they had the discretion to pick up the phone and call ICE. They could call DEA. They could call the ATF. They could call the FBI. They could call Secret Service. They could call postal inspectors. But our policy prohibited. In fact, here's what our old policy mandated. You must give an illegal alien another opportunity to commit another crime, create another victim, and cause more damage first before you can partner with ICE and check on that immigration status. That was the situation.
So it wasn't a selfish thing that you got. You just, if you're going to be out there doing your job, you're saying, can we make a call to ICE?
Well, absolutely. I mean, you give us $1 million helicopters, guns, rifles, dogs, tasers, you name it, you give it to us. Give me my phone back. That's all we wanted. And what was interesting is we finally got that policy changed in about, I think it was March of 2008. By October, under that policy, the police chief, who was very much opposed to the policy, had to come out and say, violent crime in Phoenix has dropped 23%, stolen vehicles have dropped 25%. So when you proactively address illegal immigration at the lowest level, it creates deterrence.
Find more information on all of these things, lots of variety in this hour, and there'll be more background in the countdown box at DougStephan.com.